Well, I've known Victor, believe it or not, since seventh grade.
Uh-huh.
And that's a long time.
That's a long time, yeah.
And he was wonderful in school. I wasn't in there. I went to Holiday Park,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't there very long.
Mm-hmm.
And then I transferred to Mount Tabor, so I didn't see him again until high school.
Uh-huh.
Then we became, because of my husband, who was very close to him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So when you knew him in seventh grade, he had already skipped a grade.
Uh-huh.
Was he a big kid for the grade?
He was larger, but not real big.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because all the pictures I have are next to him, Richard and Ed next to him.
They're small.
And they're tiny little guys.
Yeah, they're small.
So, yeah. Okay.
But he wasn't overly.
Okay.
I mean, he was average of,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
average build.
Yeah.
So.
So in high school, by the time he graduates, he's done all these sport things, several of which didn't take, some of which did.
Uh-huh.
He's become a leader.
That's right.
You know, student body and all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Did you become close friends with him then? Were you friends with him? Were you friends with Jim, who was friends with him? Were you friends with
Jim was like a brother.
Uh-huh.
More so than his twin brothers.
Yeah.
And we have been with Vic and Dolores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was the term behind me in school.
Okay.
And we've been friends since our senior and when we were seniors in high school, the four of us.
Okay.
We're in one little locker together.
Right. Okay.
And so, you know, it's been something that's gone on all these years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I can relate to that. I met my wife when we were seniors in high school.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We didn't get married for another 10 years. We were just good friends then. But so
that's good.
That's an important time.
That's true.
Yep.
And he was really very well liked.
Mm-hmm.
And he was president of Pi Y, as you probably
mm-hmm.
know that.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went down to college, he went into PG along
mm-hmm.
with Jim
mm-hmm.
and his two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they came in, I can't remember really when they went in.
They went in the fall of 41. Uh-huh.
So.
Now, when did you graduate? Because I know there were January graduations and June graduations.
No, we were June.
You were June of 41?
Same one.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And so Dolores was then in
January.
The January of 42?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's not doing very well.
No. Talking to the family, they're finally happy that they have a place that's close by.
Which is
that,
good.
Yeah, that yep. they're happier with and.
And it's a nice place.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's truly a nice place. And
yeah.
they're so good to the people there.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
But Dolores' memory is not, I mean, she remembers you at the time and everything,
mm-hmm.
but then it dissipates.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And that's one of the things in doing this kind of a project.
Uh-huh.
You know, I said to Victor, I wish you would have asked me 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
There's, but you know, that's just the nature of the project.
That's right.
Were you friends when Dolores and Vic met, or had they already met?
I think they had. I can't tell you that.
Okay.
I really can't.
Okay.
I know that we were all together. Our senior,
right.
my senior, and
yeah.
Victor and Jim's senior,
right.
we were in high school.
Okay.
That's when all of us
yeah.
decided that we'd lock her together. That was a mess.
Yes.
But it was fine.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We've always been with them. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, well, we've always been there.
Yeah.
Jim went into service.
Mm-hmm.
Victor went into Coast Guard.
Right.
And then when everything came out, I mean, when they all came out,
mm-hmm.
why, that's when we were all together. From
mm-hmm.
then on, we did things together.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And we were with Victor, you know, when he went to Europe. And,
uh-huh.
not all the times, when he took, I was trying to think what it was, why we went, but we went to Egypt with him, and it was a wonderful trip.
This is when he's governor?
When he was governor.
Yeah, okay.
That was to plant trees.
Oh, yes, yes, planting trees in Israel, yes. Yes.
That's it.
Absolutely.
So you know quite a bit about him.
Well, let me put it this way. When he died last summer, and because I've been working on the biography, and I'm also a political analyst, so I do lots of things in the media, just how Victor knew who I was. His close friends, Jerry Thompson and Denny Miles, were actually telling people, you need to talk to Jim, because at that point, even then, Victor, so many people knew Victor here, or here, or here, and already by that point a year ago, I knew kind of more pieces than anybody else. So
When he was governor, to get away, we had a place in Manzanita, and he would come. Denny would drive him up there all the time, and he'd always turn the siren on, which Jim didn't like, but Victor had him do it.
Yeah.
You know, but they were good friends. They were like brothers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
So.
One thing I discovered is in the governor's office, and Victor had a very open governor's office.
I know.
But if there was, when phone calls came in, if there was a priority hierarchy, and number one was always Jim. Jim could always get through.
Yeah.
And Tom Galt was number two.
That's right.
Dolores was number three. So it was just, you know, if Jim called, no matter what, he could get through. Yeah.
And that was good. You know, it was a relationship you don't find very often. You really don't. And they were such good friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I still can't believe he's gone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I've spent many, many of these with tears in my eyes as well.
So, yeah.
Do you remember in 1957, 1958, when Victor decided to run for office? He tells a story about he'd been approached, and he was thinking about it. And he tells a story about standing with Jim on a corner in downtown Portland and talking about it. Did you know that story?
I knew that because of Jim, he decided to go in. He was not happy at the store. You probably knew this.
Yeah.
And Jim said, you've got to get into politics or something, Victor, to get out. And this is when he decided he'd go into the House of Representatives. So this is, that's when it all started.
Yeah, exactly. And Victor remembers the exact street corner.
I can't tell you.
Oh, no. that's fine. In terms of him not being that happy at the store, do you think it's because he did not have a choice in going to run the store, whereas Richard and Ed chose to come in and work in the store? Do you think it dated that, you know, back to 1944?
Yeah, I know. It was, he was never happy there. He couldn't do things the way he wanted to. So he was never, he and Richard never got along.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew this or not.
I picked up, yeah.
But they never did. Ed, yes. But Richard, and I don't know what it was with Richard. It's almost like he was almost jealous of Victor, you know, really. But it's, Victor was never talked against him. He never did anything. He did everything to encourage him. But that's the way it was.
Yeah.
I think Richard would like to have been in the position that Victor was in.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And, you know, it's also the second generation of a family business.
That's right.
You know, that's a very common dynamic.
That's
and it's amazing that now they're about ready to go to the fourth generation.
right.
It's just, it's a very amazing story.
Well, I don't know how successful they are now.
I don't either.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
I don't think they're as successful as they used to be, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't tell you because I don't know.
One thing I'm working on right now is they're Victor's and Ed's and Richard's father, George, coming over. Mm-hmm. About 1900.
That's right.
And then I found the very first ads in the Oregonian.
Oh, did you really?
And so the very first ones, they start the store in 1900. 1904, the first ads appear.
Uh-huh.
And it's A, Atiya, and brother, for Aziz and brother. Then in 1905, it changes to Atiya Brothers.
Yes, because he decided to go back to New York.
Well, he decides that in the 1920s. They actually run it together until about 1922.
I didn't realize how long it was.
Yeah, which you think, that's a long time
before
they start splitting it,
uh-huh.
Right as the boys are being born.
Right.
And so off they go. Did you know Victor's parents at all?
Yes, I mm-hmm. knew his wife very well.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when the boys were over in service,
mm-hmm.
I used to go over and stay with her, and she would read French newspapers to me.
Fantastic.
Yes, she was. She spoke beautiful French.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think that was part of her education in the old country.
Well, she grew up in Beirut,
right?
Where the dominant language, especially, I'm getting the sense that she was kind of an upper class or a middle upper class person.
That's right.
But her first language would be French,
mm-hmm.
and then Arabic.
Yeah.
Whereas Victor's father's first language was probably Arabic.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was an arranged marriage. I don't know if you knew.
Well, I've been trying to figure it out because we have a pretty good idea how the families met. Her family actually was in the shipping trade.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would make sense that rugs would go through there, and either Victor Aziz or George or Aziz would go through occasionally.
That's right.
Looking for rugs. But an arranged marriage.
Yes. Yeah. It was.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many people know that.
Yeah.
So, but it was.
Yeah.
You know, but the boys never talk about that.
Yeah.
It's something that I knew because of Linda, sister Victor's mother.
Yes.
And, but she was wonderful with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
She was a wonderful hostess.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a lot for the boys.
Yeah.
She really did.
Yeah.
So.
Them growing up, and they would either go to Seaside or up to Mount Hood.
Right.
And while we're talking, I'll see if I can find a great picture. See if you can guess which our future governor is. But when you were talking to Linda, because another thing that's striking to me is she's like 15 years younger than George. And she dies at age 51 or 52.
That's right.
George died at age 61-ish. Their three sons all live past 90.
That's right.
That's
amazing.
It's amazing. Just amazing. Did you get the sense from talking to Linda that she was she happy here?
In the United States?
States?
Oh, I think she was happy here.
Okay.
Yes. I think so happy here. I don't think her marriage, you know, when you have an arrangement
mm-hmm.
marriage, it's different.
Yeah. And her husband also is...
he was very predominant.
I can imagine. And he's very busy.
Mm-hmm.
He's running a...
That's right.
A business that was doing all sorts of things there. So this is from Ed's daughter Linda made a book of pictures. So here's George and Linda
uh-huh.
right there. She's beautiful.
She was a beautiful woman.
Yeah,
truly
just beautiful.
Was.
And then got all sorts of things here. There's their old house.
Isn't that amazing how all that's torn down?
Yeah, yeah. Looking at the size of this house, so would you say that the Atiyah boys, were they kind of, did they have enough money in the Depression? Did you get a sense of that?
Yes, they were well off.
Okay, okay. I was talking with one of the former governors, Ted Kulongoski, who became very close with Victor in the past 10 years.
Yeah.
He's the one that Victor beat by a whole lot in 1982. But when Ted became governor, they became very close. And Ted was saying something that really struck me. You know, all three of these boys were expected to go to college. Uh-huh. And their father didn't, he didn't say come work in the store. He said, but you have to get an education. And then
that's
you can
right.
decide.
That's right.
But before World War II, that was remarkable.
Yeah, that was true.
That was
well,
remarkable.
There were quite a few. My husband had, they all went into service in their sophomore years that spring. So
this is from Seaside. One of those bare butts is the governor of Oregon.
I haven't seen that.
Isn't that a great picture?
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. It's just a it's just a wonderful picture of kids, you know, playing. Is that delightful?
But that filled us. It was a beautiful home.
Mm-hmm.
It really was.
Mm-hmm.
And she was wonderful about entertaining everybody.
Mm-hmm.
When the boys would have a birthday or something, or Victor, I was always included because of Jim.
Mm-hmm.
We all got presents.
Oh.
That was something that she did, you know.
Yeah, which actually is an Arabic cultural thing.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. One thing, I actually, I'm a political science professor.
I see.
And half of what I do is American politics, and half of what I do is international politics. So this is a wonderful project for me, because Vic mixes them all up.
But, it really does.
But one of the things when he was beginning to give his things to the university, I would go along, because when most people give their things to an archive, a moving truck pulls up and takes everything and takes it off.
That's right.
Victor didn't do that. He would give us a box.
And so
I would go along, and he would tell stories about the box, and I would ask him questions.
He was a great storyteller.
Oh, he was a great storyteller. But one of the things that he had all these business cards from when he left the governor's position, said Victor, who was the ex-governor of Oregon. But they were Arabic on one side and English on the other. I happened to read Arabic. I was able to actually be the first person who read his cards and told them, it says what you thought it did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that it's a really, really fun souvenir to have those.
He put me on the first tourism. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, great, great.
I was on the first tourism council that they had in Oregon. And it was wonderful. I enjoyed it. I stayed on it until the next Democratic governor.
Right, right.
Wasn't it? I was trying to think of
Goldschmidt.
Yeah.
Who, after 2003, Victor would not even say his name.
He never talked about anybody.
Yeah.
You never found Victor talking about anybody.
Yeah. And that's one thing, because I know so much stuff. I was able to push him and say, no, really.
But no,
come on. But it was hard to do. But as he got older, he was also seen.
He thought it was a shame.
Yeah. Yeah. It was time to start talking about things. Back to Linda, gracious hostess, beautiful French, which is great. When the boys went to college, because they're in college for the first year, they're all three
That's
down
there. That's right, they're all there together.
So did they come back home and at vacations and stay in the family house?
I'm sure they did. I don't know
exactly.
Okay,
yeah. College gets a little different than high school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I know that Victor and Tom Gault mm-hmm. and Jim had a horrible car together. That uh-huh. Jim's father didn't want him to drive it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, and Victor's father, I can't remember if he had passed away.
He passes away in 1944, so it's a little after, it's like after the equivalent of 3 years of college.
Yeah. So this was, I couldn't remember exactly, you know, because
yeah.
I never, once Jim entered service.
Yeah.
And Victor quit when his brothers and Jim went into service because
yeah.
they wouldn't take him.
Yeah. In fact, one of the things that I did is I talked to the registrar at U of O.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not clear in a lot of things. Victor was there for 2 years or 3 years? He was there for 2 years.
I think they went into service their spring term.
Yeah. They all, those who could, signed up and went. Victor couldn't, so he completed another year.
That's right.
Yeah.
He completed that year,
mm-hmm.
His sophomore year,
yeah. Which included his not quite being on the varsity football team at University of Oregon.
I didn't know about that.
In the very last game, they were playing Oregon State in the
uh-huh.
Civil War, and all of the guards and tackles had been hurt, and so Vic is there,
uh-huh.
and all the players wanted to go in, and one person says to the coach, don't send him in because it'll ruin his eligibility for being in for longer when beginning
right.
the next season.
Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't go in, and that was it.
That was it.
And so he...
And he quit, you know, after, because everybody he knew
yeah.
were gone.
Yeah.
So he left the university after his sophomore
year. After his sophomore year, yeah mm-hmm. absolutely. Which is very clear in when he's first running for office, it clearly says 2 years at University of Oregon.
Right.
But later things, fudge it. So that's why I talked to University of Oregon, and in 2 years, that's
no,
it.
No, it was 2 years. And,
yeah.
Dolores quit at that time.
At that time as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They both
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
I was at St. Helens Hall Junior College. I don't know if you.
Mm-hmm.
This was Oregon Episcopal.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's where I was
mm-hmm.
for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was going into nurses training.
Oh, right.
My mother didn't want me to, and
mm-hmm.
then Jim and I got married, so.
Yeah. Now, when did you get married?
We got married in May 13, 1944.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the beginning of that summer.
That summer.
When Dolores and Vic get married in July.
Yep, we were married in May, and
mm-hmm.
we were married in July.
Right. And here is...
Yeah, that was in the paper.
That was in the paper. This is another sign that this might not be a family that was hiding under a rock. When Dolores' picture is the picture, the featured picture, that sells you something about their standing in the community. Yep, so it's got everybody who was here. It's interesting, it has some things that are not quite right in it.
They always do.
Yeah. But I talked to Ed and said, now wait, it says this, that, and the other. And they said, no. This is how it was.
What?
Okay, good. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Ed does not look good.
Yeah.
I saw him today. I was at Portland Golf for
mm-hmm.
luncheon, and he really doesn't. They have inquired about a place here.
Oh, okay.
But these corner units are hard to come
yeah.
by, and I don't know how soon. I haven't inquired. But
yeah, well, this is also a really hard time because this is the anniversary of Richard and Victor's. They died about a year apart.
Yeah. That's true.
So yeah. I was talking with Ed's son, Bob, who was saying a year ago, In fact, it was after Victor fell.
That's right.
Bob drove Ed and Victor out to Richard's grave.
Mm-hmm.
And Victor was saying, well, you know, someday I'll be here. And 2 weeks later, he was.
Yeah. Which is too bad.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so sorry. They seemed to get together as they got older,
mm-hmm.
which was great.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, it's so funny. They all live right next to each other.
Yeah. Well, Victor and Dolores bought first.
Okay.
And then Richard bought right next door.
Uh-huh.
And Ed was about, I think, about 2 years later.
Okay.
Something like that. And then Richard bought another house.
Okay.
A bigger house.
Okay.
With a swimming pool and everything.
Okay.
So.
Now, you know that this right next door was a Tia farm.
A Tia farm?
They had a farm out here that they sold, and that's what the Fred Meyer sits on.
No, I didn't know that.
So this is a neighborhood they grew up knowing.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
No, I never knew that.
When I found that out, I was sharing it in a restaurant where I go. I was just saying to the person who I always talk to there and saying, you know, it's just amazing. You know, they had a farm. And
no,
he said, well, let me tell you, because his grandfather, this person's grandfather at the restaurant,
uh-huh.
remembers when the Atiyahs sold the farm, that the grandfather was a little boy, and so he took great delight in taking the stakes out of the ground as they surveyed it to build something on it. So
no.
They knew the Atiyah farm. And
I never heard that before.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Not from the whole family.
Yeah, so it's just amazing. In the 1970s, when Oregon passed its land use laws,
uh-huh.
Victor was a skeptic. He liked the idea, but he wanted to make sure that it was right and
yeah.
you know those kinds of things.
He's a
meticulous, conservative, but conservative wanting to know all the sides.
That's right.
But one reason he wanted the law is because he watched this road, which they knew as a country road. Turn into four lanes with strip malls. And he said, it would be good to have a law that would help prevent things like that
happening. But it didn't.
No, it didn't. Well, this happened way before that.
Yeah.
But it was because the farm was right next door.
I'll be darned. No one ever said anything about a farm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No one. You know, yeah. And I've been associated with this family for years.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Yeah, no, it's just all sorts of fun little things.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
That's interesting to know.
Yeah.
You know?
So Vic and Dolores get married in the beginning of July.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically get married because Ed and Richard are back on leave.
That's right. And that's
so
why.
Pushing it to get it all done.
Uh-huh.
Then Ed and Richard go back, and then at the end of the month, Dad dies.
That's right.
And Ed and Richard are able to come back and see him just before he dies. But
that's right.
And then Victor, all his plans are gone. Do you remember Victor talking about going to law school?
He and Jim
mm-hmm.
together. They talked everything over together. They were very close.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
As I said before, Jim was like his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And Oregon was in trouble financially,
mm-hmm.
and Jim, being in the insurance business, Jim made his business one of the biggest in Oregon,
mm-hmm.
and there was something, I don't know the particulars of
mm-hmm.
it, but there was something that Jim showed Victor how he could get the money that was needed for to run the government.
Oh, great.
You
great.
Know, and I really don't know
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
my husband passed away. He just never talked about things
right.
like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I didn't inquire.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
So this was the way it was. But
yeah.
I don't know. There was one period when Victor, I don't know if it was first term or second term.
Right. Right.
That Oregon was in trouble financially.
Right.
and Jim showed him, he was working on it and everything, showed him how he could get the money to keep the government running.
Well, since he's in insurance, I'm wondering if this was dealing with the workers' compensation at SAFE.
I stayed out of it.
Yeah, exactly. I can understand why you would. But eventually they do something with the SAFE money.
Uh-huh.
That
I think that's it.
That solves the problem,
right.
But the Supreme Court later says you can't do that.
Yeah, but they did it at the time.
They did it at the time. And that sounds like something that would match Jim's expertise.
That's right.
In knowing that. Back in 1944, do you remember Victor talking about going to law school at all?
No, never.
Okay. Okay.
Well, let me put it to you. That's not right. He and Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Jim said when he came back from service, he'd like to go into law,
mm-hmm.
which he did.
Mm-hmm.
He worked in insurance, but went to night school at Northwestern at
mm-hmm.
the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Victor was talking. He didn't know. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
okay.
really can't.
Okay. That's you don't need to know everything.
Yeah. I just don't know. But I know Jim did.
Right.
He went 2 years of law.
Uh-huh.
So he graduated.
Yeah.
Jim graduated through night school.
Right.
And ran the business.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Were you there with Dolores and Vic when they lost their child?
Yes. It was the same time that Jim's brother was lost.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, did he die in the war?
He was killed, Japanese.
Yeah.
My husband would never go with Victor to Japan.
I can imagine.
And no way.
Yeah.
Victor tried many times, but,
yeah.
you know, because he made quite a few trips.
Oh, yeah.
And nothing doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just would have nothing to do with it. So
yeah.
Victor thought he should. It'd
right.
be nice if he would.
Right.
But we went to Europe with him.
Mm-hmm.
And was it planting trees in Israel?
Yeah, in Israel, yeah.
And this is one. Richard, not Ed,
mm-hmm.
but Richard was always a little jealous of Jim because it's a close relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's
yeah.
way back.
Yeah.
And then he got to be head of Rose Festival. Was it
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And things were better.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. When you're talking about Richard and Victor's relationship, and their wonderful mother, Linda, because Victor was big and the older boys were small, mm-hmm. when they were young, she would often dress them as triplets.
I know. I've seen pictures.
So I just wonder what that does to a relationship of siblings.
Oh, I don't think it bothered. I really don't.
Yeah.
Because they loved their mother,
yeah.
and she was so good to them.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think it bothered mm-hmm. them particularly.
Okay.
I really don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can never hear. No, I just don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
So, Dolores and Victor lose their first child.
Mm-hmm.
Tom comes along in 1947-ish.
He was the same as my older daughter.
As your older daughter. I talked to someone, in fact, right when Victor asked me to do this, I gave a talk at, do you know, it's called Rose Villa Retirement over in Milwaukee.
I know.
And I was giving a talk, and a woman came up and said, well, I was a sorority sister of Dolores's.
Mm-hmm.
And she vividly remembers Tom's birth because Tom is one of the first people with blue baby syndrome that they could save. But she also remembers when Victor was running for office that the sorority sisters would get together and stuff envelopes.
Yeah, they did. You know, the first time he lost,
mm-hmm.
and everything was not good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not. I worked as. I worked as a receptionist.
Mm-hmm.
I did the telephone
mm-hmm.
work the
mm-hmm.
first time.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was a mess.
Yeah.
It was a mess.
Yeah.
But Victor had never done this before.
Right.
And you know, he had to, I told him, I said, Vic, you've got to go in the back room. Everything's a mess back there.
Mm-hmm.
So he did. Mm-hmm. And he learned, you know, through mm-hmm. experience. That's what people do.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time he ran the second time, he had a good idea of the way he wanted to go.
Right.
And I worked with Denny Miles. Have mm-hmm. you talked to Denny?
Oh, yes, several times.
Yeah. He's, Denny got married again.
Yeah, yeah. And do you know Jerry Thompson?
Yeah.
Denny and Jerry now live about 100 yards from each other.
Oh, do they really?
Denny just moved into Jerry's neighborhood last summer.
Oh, he darn,
so
I didn't know that.
It's very funny.
I saw them at
oh, the memorial?
No. When he was turned over all his papers.
Oh, yeah, the party at Pacific.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if you remember that, but I was the master of ceremonies.
I
get that. So terrible.
I was watching Dolores because she was having a bad time.
Yeah, she was having
so
a bad time.
I was right there with her, and I just wanted to be sure she.
Right.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
No. It's quite all right.
So.
Yeah. No, I talked to both of them frequently.
Yeah. Victor had a lot. What happened to all those papers?
You know, most of them, what he gave to us, we have.
Uh-huh.
There's still a lot of stuff in the house.
Well, this is what I was wondering.
And so, yeah, and Victor made it clear that everything would go to the university, but it's now up to Tom, basically. And he's giving us some things, but there's...
There's a lot of things. I'm sorry that Tom is doing it because he's not. What can I say? Tom's my godchild,
mm-hmm.
but he's not capable of looking at a lot of this stuff that Victor had.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's my own opinion.
Yeah. I just hope that he's not destroying things.
I
so.
Am too.
So
they're putting the house up, I guess. They're going through a lot. Suzanne was here,
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't like her brother.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, families.
Oh, yeah.
So this is not working out well, but I don't know. I haven't talked to her lately.
Yeah.
I just couldn't understand all this, you know.
Yeah. Well, and with Victor being so organized, I'm kind of surprised he didn't make it very clear.
He didn't.
No, he didn't. Because he's at heart, even though he didn't like working at Atiyah Brothers, at heart he's a salesman.
That's right.
Just shake your hand, look you in the eye, mm-hmm. and it's like, that's good, but when you can't do that anymore, there need to be very clear instructions. And
so
we have a whole bunch of stuff, but... You know, I just hope that we continue. And Tom's been good about bringing things we didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
But he it just makes you just... Yeah, he had an awful lot.
There's a lot on the... He had so much on the exposition.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he brought any of that to you.
No, I don't know either. I don't know either.
He had a lot.
Yeah. I was just writing briefly about the Lewis and Clark Exposition because Atiyah Brothers was there.
Uh-huh.
And just wondering, you know, boy, it'd be great to fill this out with some things that Victor had. But we don't know.
He had a lot.
Yeah.
He had a lot.
Yeah.
He has a lot of everything. Victor never threw anything away.
Right.
He just didn't
yeah.
want to do that.
Yeah.
So that was his nature.
Yep.
But I don't know. I don't know where it is. Tom's my godchild, and you know, I don't know what's happened to him in the last, 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
He's just different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's nothing, I just completely divorced myself from it because
mm-hmm.
there's nothing I can do anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing I can do. I go to see Dolores when I can,
mm-hmm.
but they took my car away.
Oh, they did?
Which is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I just am not used to that. driven since I was 16.
Yeah.
But I'm not good on tests. Never have been.
Right.
In my life.
Right.
And they had me take a test.
Uh-huh.
Not a driving test.
Mm-hmm.
Computer.
Yeah.
My son, he's retired. My husband, as you probably know, had an insurance company, and he's retired now.
Mm-hmm.
And Dick's 66.
Mm-hmm.
And he just thinks, I went out and rented a car.
Good for you.
But they made me take it back because they had canceled my insurance.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it was smart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it just made me mad that I couldn't get out and drive.
Yeah. Well, you and Victor.
Yeah.
I mean, he's driving everywhere.
Oh, I know. I know. I know.
He's driving everywhere. He's driving at night. He's driving in the fog. Drive everywhere.
Yeah, he thought he was a good driver, just like me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But it's, he didn't drive too far.
No.
You know, right around here.
Well, there were some times when all of a sudden he would appear in Salem or in Bend. And people would say, you know, I told you, I can drive you.
I know, but he wouldn't do that.
No.
Victor was very independent.
He was.
So.
He was.
And he was wonderful to me. I haven't, I was just like a sister he never had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, hard.
Yeah.
But I lost all my good friends.
Yes.
So, anyway.
Yep.
I don't mean to break down. I haven't done that in ages.
Well, I'm asking you questions that get into those things.
Yeah.
So. Yep.
Well, that's about.
Let me ask you just a couple more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Victor talking about thinking of running for governor back in 1973 so or so?
He and Jim talked about it.
So that's who he was talking about.
That.
Okay.
Jim told him, he said, you've got to get out of the store.
Right.
You're very unhappy.
Right.
And you would make a good politician,
mm-hmm.
or somebody to run Oregon, or I don't know what they had said exactly.
Yeah.
But that's when it started.
Yeah.
That's when it started.
A fascinating story, when Victor is governor, he officially resigned from the store, but he kept all the stock and things.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, when in those 8 years, he told his brothers, I'm not ever coming back.
That's right.
And the reason he told me is, he liked making decisions by himself.
That's right.
Instead of having to talk to those two.
He didn't want to. He wanted to do his own thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's why I was glad to see Richard head of Rose Festival. The
Rosarians.
Rosarians.
Yes.
Because that was important to Richard.
Yeah.
Because he had to have something that equaled, that didn't equal, but was on the same level as Victor.
Yeah.
Ed's a very...
He's an easygoing guy.
Yeah. He does his own thing.
Yeah.
And he's just... I've been close to the Atiyah boys for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sorry. I'm just sorry about Tom. You know, he should talk to somebody with all his dad's papers. They're going to sell that house.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of things there.
Yeah.
Dolores' dollhouse, his thick wired, and, you know, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, I hope to talk to Tom for the book. So, when I talk to him, I can just suggest, I can even rent a truck and come over and take things.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
He's changed a lot since I and he's tried to make it up to me. I don't know if you knew that there was a big doing this. There was some, I don't know who put it on, with all the people who had done so much for Oregon,
mm-hmm.
and Victor was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Moyer was a good friend of my
mm-hmm.
husband's,
mm-hmm.
and Tom and I started going together
mm-hmm.
after, it was about, 4 years after Jim passed away,
mm-hmm.
five, something like that. So I was very close. I wouldn't marry again, because
yeah.
I just didn't want to marry again.
Yeah.
I have 3 children, 11 great-grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
and I just didn't want to get married.
Yeah.
Jim and I had a good marriage,
mm-hmm.
so he understood that,
mm-hmm.
so it was fine, but
mm-hmm.
he just passed away too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's been too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I haven't, but they had a big deal. I don't know who put it on at
mm-hmm.
The Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know about that?
There's lots of these things, but so
yeah.
if you describe it, I'll be able to figure
yeah.
out which
well, they
is.
All had pictures
mm-hmm.
of the people who had done so much.
Uh-huh.
The judge, Mercedes,
mm-hmm.
was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these people, I had no idea.
Yeah.
But I was there because of Tom,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Atia was there because of his dad.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave a nice talk,
mm-hmm.
real good talk.
Mm-hmm.
He came up and we had a nice chat afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of things, you know, Victor kept everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he made that room, you know, in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Never used it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
But, you know, he thought maybe someday he would, but
yep.
the day never came.
Yep.
So, it's, I don't know. The Oregon lost him. He was so interested in the Indians. I
yeah.
don't know.
Yeah.
And did you know he was wrapped in a blanket?
I've heard that.
The Indians, the chiefs,
mm-hmm.
brought this gray blanket that they wrapped people who were predominant
mm-hmm.
Indians,
mm-hmm.
and he was wrapped in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was...
That's a tremendous honor.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
And he had... You should see what he has from him.
Oh, yeah.
He just has... A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. Yeah.
So I don't know if you got to see a lot of it or not.
Well, I saw what was in his office, and in his home we would usually just talk. But yeah, there was stuff all over in the house. One story that I learned in 1978, when he's running for the second time,
mm-hmm.
he had his campaign staff over to the house, and they were eating dinner. And one of the people who was in charge of the volunteers, I don't know if you knew Sharon Page.
Yeah, I knew her.
And so Sharon was just looking at the wall, and there was a framed Green Bay Packers contract.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, what is
that?
This Green Bay Packers contract? He said, oh, you know, just something from 1944. He'd never told anybody outside the family of this.
Well, I knew.
Well, you're the family. Yeah. You're the family. And the campaign manager said, oh my God, we have to put that out for the campaign. Because it, and so that's when it became known
he had
a professional contract and all those other things.
And wouldn't accept it.
And wouldn't accept it before his dad died.
Mm-hmm.
He turned it down. But that then took off. And so as he told it, the farther along he went in politics, the better a football player he became. So when he was in the legislature, he was a University of Oregon player. When he was running for governor, not in governor, he was a varsity University of Oregon player. He never played varsity football.
No.
When he became governor, he was a professional football player. And then in 1981, so he's towards the end of his first term
mm-hmm.
in governor, Portland Interscholastic League starts an Athletic Hall of Fame and Victor and two professional football players are the first three people in that Hall of Fame. And he just shook his head.
Couldn't believe it. Tom is there.
Oh, yeah?
He's another one who's very much like Victor.
Mm-hmm.
He never would say exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Very wealthy man.
Yeah.
This building, have you seen his new building?
Oh, yeah,
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
He got to see it before he passed
away. Oh, good.
Which was up to about the 9th floor.
Mm-hmm.
What was more than that? This saw. I think it's going to be as taller than a bank building.
Mm-hmm.
How tall is a bank building? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. But
and it's also hard to tell because they're on hills.
Yeah.
So.
Portland is, what is it, 7 hills?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's built on 7 hills.
Yeah.
This is on the hill.
Yeah, yeah. This is the beginning of an ice hill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I was trying to think. I can't remember.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Yeah. When Victor was leaving being governor and deciding that he would start his consulting business, do you remember any conversations about that? You know, hearing from Jim that Victor was going to do this or anything like that?
You know, we had a place in Manzanita.
Mm-hmm.
And when Victor wanted to get away, he'd come up there
mm-hmm.
and spend time.
Mm-hmm.
He and Jim would talk. They'd go on the beach and talk.
And
okay. I don't know.
Right.
You know, Dolores
right.
and I were doing what we
yeah.
usually do.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
So a lot of their conversations, unless Jim told me about
right.
some of them,
right.
or I asked, and, you know, I thought a lot of it wasn't my business.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
between the two of them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But Jim was very instrumental with Victor in
mm-hmm.
everything he
mm-hmm.
did.
Mm-hmm.
Jim would never go to Japan with him. I don't
right.
know if I told you
yeah.
that or not, because of his brother.
Yeah.
And, he just never would.
Yeah.
So, he just decided no.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
So, but they were together on lots of things.
Oh, yeah.
Golf, everything like
yeah.
that. But fishing.
Yeah.
Loved to fish together.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I don't know where. I had a plaque that Victor made.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jim would always change park. Spark park.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really good one, but I don't know. Since I've moved, my kids have put things in boxes.
Right.
And I don't know. I haven't gone through a lot of it
yeah.
yet.
Yeah.
So
yep.
I've just stayed away.
I can understand that.
That's what I've been doing. So,
yep.
I just didn't want to go through it yet.
Yep.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So. He was a wonderful man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He and my husband both.
Mm-hmm.
They were very close.
Yeah.
Just, it was hard for Victor. Very hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
When Jim was gone. But
well, when Jim died, Victor told Denny Miles, okay, when I have a stupid joke I have to tell, I'm going to be calling you. So I can't call Jim anymore.
I know.
Okay, he said, fine.
That's true. I'm so glad. We went to Israel and every
mm-hmm.
place with Denny.
Mm-hmm.
And Denny took care of Dolores and I because Jim and Victor came back to Oregon
mm-hmm.
together.
Mm-hmm.
And so Denny stayed with Dolores and I,
mm-hmm.
which was fine.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing, he wouldn't let me go into the souk. And
mm-hmm.
I wanted to go, but he wouldn't let me go.
Mm-hmm.
So he said it was too dangerous. So I didn't do it.
Yep. Yep.
But I don't know what else I can tell
you. No, this has been wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah. He just, they were always close, is all I can say. They
yeah.
were just like brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, what you've told me is valuable because not only are they close, But Jim is also the person that Victor talked to about major decisions
right.
and ideas, and Jim was giving him ideas.
Right.
So that's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were, it was hard for Victor when, and Victor was awfully good to me when Jim passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Just both of them,
mm-hmm.
Dolores too.
Mm-hmm.
So, because the both of them thought a lot of Jim.
Yeah.
So, and it was. Yeah. But then they got to know Tom, and
mm-hmm.
they thought a lot of him too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I've been very fortunate.
Yeah.
So.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It really
mm-hmm.
is. Because they've been very outstanding men, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work when Victor was running, what was it? He lost the first one. The second one, I worked in the office.
Mm-hmm.
But Jim became ill, so I had to stop.
Mm-hmm.
The third time he ran, when
mm-hmm.
he was governor,
mm-hmm.
I did all the work in the office,
mm-hmm.
all the phone calls coming through. And
wonderful.
Things like that,
yeah.
Which was wonderful.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know he never would take any money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I don't think people realized.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
He was a very honest man.
He was a very honest man.
Mm-hmm. Very honest man.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that strikes me about not only him being honest, you were talking about Linda always having gifts for you when you'd go over to the house. Victor gave gifts to people as well.
I know.
So I was just interviewing some people out in Pendleton. A guy named Mike Thorne, who was in the state senate, so known for a long time. And they also are trying to, they have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And they heard how much I admired Victor.
Uh-huh.
So they gave me one of the State of Oregon medals that Victor had given to people when he left office.
Uh-huh.
And so that's not for the archive, it's just for me.
Yeah, well, that's good.
But that's, you know, so Victor on his own went and had these made. And
Jim had some. I don't know what I think I gave them to my grandchildren.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's where they went.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So I was, you know, I don't know if they even have a tourism council anymore.
I'm not sure if it's a tourism council, but there's tourism something. Victor really changed tourism. It used to be with the highway department, and he brought it into economic development. And so every time he went on one of those international trips, the tourism people were with him. It was considered just as important as getting a factory here.
That's right.
And that's the way it's been ever since.
That's right.
And so I'm not sure the Tourism Commission exists, but something does exist.
I know we were there for 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and then the Democratic governor came in and said, no more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every Republican was taken out.
Yep. Which is fascinating, because when Victor came in, he actually changed the application forms for every commission and took political party off of it.
That's good.
He didn't care.
Oh, I know. It didn't make any sense.
He didn't care. Yeah.
No. Well, he was a big man.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's the difference between a small man and a big man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, it's just one of the wonderful things about him. Do this, and I'm talking to governors and, you know, all sorts of people doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when Victor and I agreed that I would write this book, the only way I would write it, and he agreed totally with it, it can't be about Victor. It has to be about the times and this guy named Victor Atiyah who did things.
And it was a bad time, if you remember.
Yeah.
Economics were really bad.
It was really tough.
And it was tough. But he brought the state out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he really did.
Mm-hmm.
So he worked on it, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
he brought in businesses. That's why he went to Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, to China.
Yeah, yeah.
He brought a lot of business to
Yeah.
First tourism, did you know about that one?
No, no.
To Oregon with Love.
Oh, the Japanese show, yes.
Yeah.
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 That was it. He brought it in,
uh-huh.
You know. They really liked him a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it brought a lot of money to Oregon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A lot of money. So
at his memorial service down in Salem, one of the big bunches of flowers was from Fuji Television.
Oh, good.
From the same guy that Victor worked with, a guy named Hieda, who was head of it then. He's not head of it anymore, but he's still very important. And they sent a huge bunch of flowers.
Oh, that's good. I didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because I was going to go over. Dolores did so much.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And here she was in a rest home, and I thought, I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
Yeah.
But it was wonderful. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I know it was mm-hmm. wonderful. And I think it was great, you know. But I just felt that she should have had recognition, which she didn't have.
Yeah. Well, they actually, Denny specifically, we had a moment of silence and applause for her in the service.
Well, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. But I just decided I'd go over with her.
Mm-hmm.
We went every place together.
Yeah.
And when Victor was running, I was the one who was always the driver.
Right.
For her,
right.
For different
right.
Things. So
yeah.
I just thought I wanted to be there.
Yeah. One last question. How was Dolores on the campaign trail? The reason I ask is some people talk about her. She wasn't a political wife, but
no.
She did it. But some people have noted that sometimes she could get kind of prickly out there if things weren't going the right way.
Yeah.
So what was she like on the campaign trail?
What can I say? Dolores never liked politics.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
She was good because of Victor. She
mm-hmm.
loved him, and she wanted to help him.
Mm-hmm.
She got awfully disgusted with a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
and I don't blame her.
Mm-hmm.
I was right along with her.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing, you know, Oregon never gave their governor's wives a private secretary
right.
or anything.
Right.
She had to do a lot of this with Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
She put a lot through there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't say that she was all that great,
mm-hmm.
but she was good.
Mm-hmm.
She was good
mm-hmm.
because of Victor.
Yeah, yeah. Once they're elected and they're living in that house, I was actually, because Victor, you know, he's polite, but he hated that they raised the rent on him twice while he was governor.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking in Salem in a group of people about those kinds of things, and the person who was actually in charge of the house at the time said,
uh-huh.
Oh, it was a great deal for them. And I said, oh, I'll just keep my mouth shut.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. You know, Dolores and Vic took all their own furniture
yeah.
down there.
Yeah.
They did entertaining down there, Dolores. Did.
All by herself.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
She and my daughter. She brought my daughter in and taught her.
Oh, good.
And which was good.
Yeah.
That was Nancy,
yeah.
my middle daughter.
Yeah.
And she brought her in and taught her how to do things, you know, to
mm-hmm.
largely for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she should have been given more.
Yeah.
I honestly do.
Yeah.
I was trying to think what she did to the one house they gave to the governor's wives, or
mm-hmm.
the governor, what's the name of it?
Well, there was the rental house that they had.
Yeah, but this is the one that...
The big one, Mahonia Hall?
Mahonia.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was it. And she helped, you know, pick out a lot of stuff up there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But never was there.
Yeah, exactly.
Never was there.
Exactly. Well, a couple of people who were state legislators remember going, because Vic would have everybody over at the beginning of the legislature. And so they were, wow, we're going to the governor's house. And they would be met at the door by Dolores, who would have trays of food. And then Vic would be holding court back in the house.
Uh-huh.
And after a while, they realized it was Dolores and maybe one other person in the who were doing all this stuff. And
that's true.
It was, yeah.
Later on, his second term, mm-hmm. she brought people in.
Mm-hmm.
She had to.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It was the case that she wasn't all that well. I mean, she
yeah.
was having trouble with her legs and everything.
Yeah.
And she wasn't all that well.
Mm-hmm.
But she was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And she went with him every place
mm-hmm.
and did everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I never could do something like that.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
I just couldn't.
Exactly. Yeah, I've never wanted to run for office. I would love to be appointed to something where you didn't have to run. But my wife said she won't divorce me, but there's just no way she would do anything.
No, and I don't blame her. You know, it's a, no matter what you do, you're going to be criticized.
Yeah, yeah.
And it could be right,
yeah.
you know, but still, you're going to be criticized.
Exactly,
so.
Exactly.
That's the way politics are.
That's the way it is.
And that's why I stay out.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, this has been delightful.
Well,
thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
You've given me lots of good things. And, you know, I'm writing a book. So
good.
I hope it comes out next year.
I do too.
But books are books. You know, you get into them and
you get everything together.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
So I hope it comes out next year.
I'm so sorry, I forgot. You know, I had too much on my mind.
Oh yeah, no, that's fine.
Too much.
That's fine.
So,
yep.
I was here.
Yeah, you were here. That was great. That was wonderful.
So
good.
It was nice to meet you.
It was nice to meet you. Let's see here.